At 16, I thought I knew everything about everything. About God and about girls. Then Christmas played a trick on me. Walking into church, I found myself next to Angela Hobson. You could talk to Angela. She didn't giggle and make fun of you like other girls. We were both 16. Angela?
Hello, Simon.
Are you wearing lipstick?
Maybe I am. I thought you didn't believe in going to church.
I don't. It's just a pagan feast the Christians stole. If your dad wasn't the vicar, I bet you wouldn't go.
Of course I would. The beautiful soft candlelight makes everything seem so different, doesn't it?
It makes you look different.
What? Oh, your mum's waving for you to go and sit down. See you after. The snow. It's so lovely in the dusk.
Please. Oh, come here.
Oh, you bumped my nose. That's not how you kiss. Shall I show you?
Yeah.
You hold your head the opposite way. Like that, see?
Oh, yes. Oh, again.
You're becoming addicted. And now there's lipstick all over your face.
How many boys have you done this with?
Oh, one or two, Simon.
What?
Five or six, maybe. It happens all the time.
Oh, God, no!
Teasing, Simon. You're the first. Really, you are. Shall we do it again?
Yes.
And stop. We've got to stop.
Why? Why have we got to stop?
Because I'm late for bell ringing practice. Come up to the vicarage and watch us if you like.
Oh, I'll come and watch you.
I mustn't be late.
I was so in love with Angela. I even agreed to do charitable work with her. For Angela, I would do anything. We had to visit poor people and sick people, like old Mrs. Newcombe, who lived by herself in a little cottage. How far is it to old Ma Newcombe's?
You've obviously never done charitable work before, have you, Simon?
Listen, I've got all kinds of sarcasm from Mum about coming with you. Our son's turning into a saint, Harry. You got religion, have you, Simon? I told her that God and his church are just history's biggest bullies. Oh, look at the Spanish Inquisition and the witch burnings. Religion is rubbish. It's obvious.
Well, I'll have to teach you something about Christianity then, won't I?
Don't look at me. I'm going into science. Scientists have proved that God doesn't exist.
Nonsense. There are Nobel Prize winners who believe in God. My dad even knows one.
I bet he's over 40. They go soft in the head after 40.
He's 35.
He would be. How much further's this cottage, Angela?
Not far.
Can we have a kiss?
Well, not now. You had one just after we left the main road. We can't spend our whole lives kissing. We'd never get anything done, would we?
No. Sorry. I didn't mean...
You can have one when we're round the next bend, all right?
All right. Yes!
Simon, wait for me! Wait! Well, that wasn't too bad, was it? Your first bit of Christian charity?
All right, I suppose.
Was she deaf? Was she smelly? Was she cross?
No, no.
Did you or did you not eat her mince pies and drink her ginger wine?
Yes, so what?
And did I hear you laughing at those naughty stories about your granddad and her when they were young?
But I don't see why she needs charity. She lives in a cottage full of polished antiques. Must be worth a fortune.
Well, to her, Simon, they're just the stuff her parents had. She spends so much time polishing them because she's got nothing else to do.
I'd rather kill myself than be that old.
Now, don't be so silly, Simon.
Yeah? Silly, am I? Oh, forget it, Angela. Forget it.
Simon, come here, you idiot. Come here. I can run faster than you. You won't get away.
Oh, yes, I will. I'll beat you any day, Angela Hobson.
God put that snowdrift there, Simon, to punish you for talking rubbish.
Oh, I'm stuck. I can't move.
Well, give me your hand, then.
Give me a kiss.
Hey! Now we're both stuck in a snowdrift.
What a day. There's nothing can spoil it, Angela. You are just fantastic.
So, Simon, my daughter tells me you've got a problem with my church.
Well, What I think is...
Good. I'm trying to write my Christmas sermon, and I wouldn't mind you having a look at some ideas I've got for it.
Me? I don't really think I'm the right person to do that, Mr. Hobson.
Oh? And why is that?
Didn't Angela say? I'm an atheist.
Splendid! So if I can convince you, I can convince anybody. I've got to do something to impress the boss. Don't worry, not the one in heaven. By the way, I'm pleased you and Angela get on so well. You're being a fantastic help around the parish this Christmas. Thanks.
Well, I...
Don't be modest. I've heard all about you feeding toothless old Mrs. Simmons with cake. Rather you than me. Next thing we know, you'll be turning into a Christian by name, not just in deed.
Hi.
Here's Angela. See you home for me. I've got a couple of visits to do. Good night, both.
Good night, Mr. Hobson.
Simon, just look at the moon. It's as cold and white as this snow. Isn't it beautiful?
I don't know why your dad keeps going on about charity.
It's another word for love, Simon. Caritas. Didn't you know?
What are you doing tomorrow? Don't tell me. You're feeding the starving millions in Africa.
Well, that isn't funny, Simon. You can be so kind at times and so heartless at others.
So? It just means I'm human. Join the club. Can you come round tomorrow?
I'm busy tomorrow, actually.
Doing what?
Something private.
Oh! You going to the toilet or having your hair done?
I'm going into Leeds.
I'll come with you. I don't mind going into boring clothes shops.
I'm not going shopping. I'm going to a church.
Fine. I'm an expert on churches these days.
I'm going to church to confess.
You what?
I'm going to confession.
What do you mean, confession? Have you been stealing the charity money?
It's not a joke, Simon.
You mean you're going to one of those wretched little rabbit cages to tell some horrible old priest?
He's a rather nice young monk, as it happens. And you ought to be grateful for some of the things he's said about me.
About you? Nothing to do with me.
He told me I had a beauty like a flower and I should care more for my appearance. He says our beauty is not for ourselves, but for others.
Oh, yeah? So I've to be grateful, have I? And you've got absolutely nothing to confess. You're a good person.
I'm not. I like my own way too much.
Have you told him about us?
I told him I liked you. The things you said disturbed me.
How dare you discuss me with a total stranger without my permission? I suppose you'll tell him everything we've been doing.
Well, not everything.
But what then?
I'm frightened my feelings for you are getting out of control.
Oh, Jesus!
Well, please don't blaspheme.
You can't go.
Simon, you don't own me. I'm going.
Right. Well, you don't have to tell him about me or your guilty feelings about sexy sin. Because if you go anywhere near Leeds tomorrow, we are finished.
I'm sorry, Simon. I'm going.
Fine. Forget it. Go and be a bloody nun, then. It's over.
Simon, come back.
It's finished.
Simon!
Simon?
What?
The vicar rang to see if you were all right.
I suppose she's told him everything.
She's in her room and won't say a word. Been like it for several days. Same as you.
Oh. Dad, she went to confession. She confessed to some bloody monk in Leeds. About us.
And was there a lot to tell?
No, of course there wasn't. What could there have been? It's just...
It's the principle of the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. My business is my business.
Perhaps Angela needed to talk this over with someone older, like we're doing now.
Well, you don't tell me what to do, though, do you?
No. Look, couldn't you meet and...
I gave her a choice, him or me. She chose him.
Well, she's entitled to her beliefs the same as you are, Simon.
Well, I hope she's happy with them. That's her problem, not mine.
Now the trucks don't work. Just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again.
Angela? Angela?
Where are you going?
Ellie Briggs. She's 9 months pregnant. She needs some last-minute comfort. Goodbye.
But it's Christmas Eve.
So, what do you think Christmas is for?
Wait! You can't go up to Hareton End now.
Are you telling me what I can and can't do again?
Angela, there's a hell of a snowstorm coming down the valley. It's dangerous.
I'm going. Ellie needs my help. You're not needed. Goodbye.
Wait, please.
What is it now?
There's going to be a blizzard. I heard it on the radio.
Oh, grow up, Simon, for goodness sake. Why do you have to dramatise everything? I'm not scared of a bit of snow.
I'm worried about you.
Simon, you have lost any right to worry about me. Run away and play, little boy.
Angela, wait, please. I'm going to run back home. I'm going to get some proper gear. I always have it ready. Compass, sweaters, mint cake. It'll take 2 minutes. Please, wait.
No!
Then walk slowly. Please. Please. Angela? Angela? Where are you?
What is it?
Did you see the sky? It's dark purple.
Go away! Oh, look at you! What have you come as? Amundsen of the Arctic?
All right. I'll go as far as Hareton End. Then I'll leave you alone.
Your choice. But I wish you wouldn't.
Don't go so fast. You'll wear yourself out. We can still turn back. Come up when the storm's gone. Oh, hailstones.
Huh?
It's gone cold. Get behind this wall. Get behind this stone wall. Angela, quick.
What's happening?
Oh, you're freezing. It's the wind chill. Put these sweaters on. Be quick. This can kill you. You're only in a tweed coat. Hurry.
What? What's this?
Over your head. Now. And another one. Now.
Oh, now I look ridiculous.
Who cares? Get them on.
Simon, I can't see.
Come on. We've got to move or we'll die. But come on. Leave the bloody basket. Grab hold of my backpack. Yeah?
Yeah.
Got it? Never let it go. Right?
Yes. Which way?
Compass says that way. Just hold on.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? Okay? Barn! Barn, Angela!
Simon, cuddle me, Simon.
Eat this mint cake, Angela. Eat this now.
I'm not hungry, darling. I just need to sleep. Oh, lovely.
No, no, don't go to sleep. Please.
Oh, lovely.
It's so cold you could die of exposure, you stupid girl. You mustn't fall asleep. Eat, eat.
Oh, cuddle me.
No!
Oh! You kicked me, Simon.
You stupid girl. God's an idiot. He's going to kill you and make your parents' life miserable. Now get up and eat this now.
Ouch!
God's dead, Angela. God's cleared off on his holidays and is leaving us to die.
No!
God's just vomit, Angela. You got it? God hates you. You know that?
Oh, don't blaspheme, Simon. Don't blaspheme.
Now get up now, Angela, or I'll hit you.
Simon... Ow! All right.
Now, move. I've got cramp in my legs and I don't know where the cottage is. We go now or we die.
We could stay here.
Get up and move. Now, come on. God's wetting himself watching you die. He thinks it's the funniest thing in the world.
No, he does not. God loves us.
I can smell wood smoke. We'll head for that.
Oh, I've got a terrible headache. Where are we?
Angela. It's me. Ellie. You're in the cottage.
Simon?
I'm here. I'm just getting the bedding down.
Bedding? What for?
The waters are broken, love. The baby's on its way. I'm worried about Jack.
Where is he, Ellie?
Out in the storm. Oh, minding the sheep.
All right. Lie still by the fire.
What's happening? Why is it so bad?
She's having a baby, Simon. That's what happens. Go and get some coal for the fire. Get this place warmed up.
I'm sorry, love. I'm sorry to go on like this. You're only children. Sorry.
It's all right, Ellie. It's all right.
Does she need a doctor?
Yes, she does.
I'm going to get one.
Simon, you'll never make it. It's suicide.
No, I'm properly dressed. You weren't. It's downhill all the way. The wind will be behind me. She needs a doctor.
Simon, you're the bravest person I've ever met.
I'm not, Angela. I can't stay here and listen to that. I'm sorry. I can't stand it.
Be careful, love. Please be careful. Look out for my Jack.
How much further, Simon?
100 yards. Less, I reckon.
Oh, it's impossible to see in this snow.
How are you feeling, Simon?
Okay, Dad. It's up there, on the right, Dr. Baskin.
I can see it. We're there.
You did it, Angela. You did it.
Mind the baby, you great oaf.
Your girlfriend was a treasure. And you look after her, you hear? If only I knew where my Jack was. There. I've got you. Mummy's got you. Where's your daddy, though? Where's your daddy?
The next morning, we woke up again in Ellie's house. I stepped outside. The wind had dropped. There was bright sunshine all over the dale. I was amazed when I looked back and saw animals. Sheep, bullocks, rabbits, a magpie, even a donkey. Had they all come to see the Christmas baby? Inside, still asleep, were the wise men. Well, my dad and Dr. Baskin. I looked up towards the hills, and coming down the hills were two shepherds. Jack, the baby's father, and his friend, Tommy.
Aren't you coming to church? To give thanks? I prayed for you. I wonder how many times God saved your life last night.
Oh, well, I...
You're a bit weird, Simon. But you're very sweet. And very brave. Come on. It'll be a lovely service. I promise.
A real birth. A real baby. Real wise men and real shepherds. The vicar's sermon actually made some sense that year, though not to Angela. Her head flopped onto my shoulder and I had to hug her tight. Then they started to sing a carol, and next thing I knew I was being gently woken up. The first time Angela and me ever slept together was in church, on Christmas Day, in front of the whole village. And we still argue about God, even today.